Begin the current daf. Masechtas Hari is daf Vav. Begin on the bottom of Hayamid Beis, three lines up on the bottom of the Amid. The Gemara continues with a Braisa that will relate back to one of the four opinions we mentioned in the previous daf. In the Braisa, which was also mentioned in our previous Mishnah, regarding when there's a Hayra, when there's an erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin, and the majority of the Jewish people follow that ruling, who brings that carbon? Is it the Tzibur? Or as Reb Meir said, which is the opinion we're going to reflect back to from quoting this Braisa, that it's only the Bezin, it's the court that brings the par. So related to that, the Gemara brings the following unrelated Braisa. Tanya, learn the Braisa. Shimon Naimi, he says, Matam Olem, what does the Pasuk teach us in Bamidbar, which talks about the karbanis that the Levim had to bring when they were inaugurated into the service of the Beis HaMikdash? It says, Upar Sheni Ben Bakar Tikach L'chatas. A second bull, a young bull, they had to take for a karban chatas. So on that says Reb Shimon, Im Lalamet Shem Shnayim, if it's coming to teach that there were two karbanis that the Levim had to bring when they were starting the Avodah in the Mishkan, for the Kfar Nemar, the Pasuk already says later on, V'asas Echad Chatas V'asas Echad Oyel L'Hashem. One is for a karban chatas, a sin offering, one is for an oil that's totally sacrificed for Hashem. So we know that there's two. So what's the purpose and utility of saying that this chatas is the second one from the oil? Rather, it's coming to teach the following idea. You would think, as generally, karma chatas is eaten, the sacrifice, in this case, was eaten by the Levim. Tamalema, that's what the Pasuk teaches, Ufar Sheini, Sheini La'ayla. What does it mean, the second bull? Secondary to the ayla that they brought, which is teaching, Ma'ayla lo nechela, is just like the carbon ayla, like every carbon ayla is not eaten, it's totally burnt on the Mizbeach. So as a Ketin Tav Vav Med Aleph, Av Chatas lo nechela, that's what the Pasuk was teaching, that here this carbon chatas was also not eaten. Says the Gemara, Ki Yitzah by Omer Rabbi Yisi. Similarly, Rabbi Yisi says, explaining a pasuk in Sefer Ezra. The pasuk says, Haboyim mehashvi hagoyla. Those that were the captives from that returned from the exile, hikrivu oilos lelehei Yisrael. They sacrificed carbon oilos for the God of the Jewish people, meaning they were bringing carbonus to Hashem. Parim shnayim aster v'goymer, 12 bulls. Hakol oilo, they were all carbonus oilo. Now, that the question is, Hakol Oilas Al Kadaydich, can you entertain to say that they're all carbon oilas? But the Pasuk says that they brought Si'iri Izim Lachatas, that they brought also he goats as a carbon chatas. How could we say that they're all carbon as oila? After Shachatas oila, is it possible that our sin offering is an oila offering? Well, rather, the same idea, Hakol Ka oila, is coming to teach that all those carbonas, even the carbonas chatas, were like an oila, which is Ma'ayla Le'nechel, is just like an oila sacrifice, is all consumed, is not eaten. Avchata, so too, those chatois, those karbanas chatas that they sacrificed, Le'nechelis, were not eaten. Now, the reason for that is because those se'irim, those he-goats that they brought, were from the tzibur that were burnt because their blood was brought as part of the service inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim. As the Pasuk teaches, as the Gemara in Zvachim, that Mem Zayin Menalf teaches, any one of a carbon that its blood will be brought inside the sanctuary to be thrown, which are known as the Parm Hanistraf and Masir Hanistraf, and that those bulls and those he-goats have to be totally burnt, and those karbanas are not consumed, they're not eaten by the Kahanim. Where that's the same in this situation, because the Se'irim, the Karbanas Chatas they were bringing, were Se'iri Avoidis Kechav Netzibur. It's when the entire Jewish people sinned with idolatry, which was the case with the Jewish people, and that's what the Karbanas they were bringing after the Chorban Bayis Rishon, now coming back for the Bayis Sheni, those were Se'irim Hanisrafim. And that's why they were like Karbanas Eilo, although it was a Karban Chatas, it's not eaten. To sound like Linda Bryce, Budaimi says, because Allah Avoidis Kechav Mevium. These chatas offerings that they were bringing were for the sins of idolatry that the entirety of the Jewish people had done. Because of Amr Yehuda Meshmuli says, Alavaydis Kechavim Sha'asa B'meit Tzidkiyo. It's going back in the first times when they, earlier, before the exile, that they had done idolatry. So therefore, these were the Parma Nasrabim and the Sirim Nasrabim, and therefore it was like an oil where, although it's a chatas, its meat is not eaten. So on this, the Gemara asks, and this relates back to the discussion of the previous stuff. Bishlam Rabbi Yehuda, we could understand this pasuk in Ezra, the way it was expounded by Rabbi Yehuda, according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Mishkachas la lahani shnei masa chatois, we can understand why there was 12 chatois brought, kagan chatu shnei masa shvatim, because all the 12 tribes had sinned in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash by Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, and therefore the maisa shnei masa seirim, and therefore that's why they bring 12 he-goats, because it's part of the carbon of sar, which is brought when there's a tzibur that sinned with idolatry. or Inam, or you could even say that no, only 7 out of the 12 tribes sinned. But as we explained in the previous daf, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Shari Inach Begrera, the other tribes have to bring because of the tribes that the majority, or not even the majority, but when the Sanhedrin had erroneously ruled that idolatry is permitted, and even one tribe, for sure 7 tribes sin, that the rest have to bring because of that tribe. And also we can understand this case of 12 karbanis that they brought, according to Rabbi Shimon. He would say that it was talking about that 11 out of the 12 tribes sinned. That he would say that, okay, you have to bring 12 he-goats. And one that the court has to bring, because he holds that any time that you have the par of the tzibur, or in the same case of the se'irim, and par v'sar by Avodah Zarah, that every shevet has to bring, including the court has to bring its own. So if 11 tribes sin, and the bezin, that would make for some total of 12. El Remeir, but according to Remeir, the Amar Bezin Mevim Leit Tzibur, that he says that only the court brings, and not the Tzibur, not every tribe brings. So then Shnei Masa Hechem Mishkachasla, now how do you have the number of, yeah, we're saying that the reason why it was not eaten was because, although it was a Chatas, but it's a Chatas of the Tzibur of Avodah Zarah, where that's from the Seirim HaNasrafim, it gets burned because it's, and that's why it's like an oil is not eaten, because its blood is thrown inside the Beis HaMikdash. But then why were they bringing 12? It should be just one. Because he holds that the bezin brings it, not the tzibur. Says the Gemara, in the chatu, v'hadu chatu, v'hadu chatu, ad treisa zimni. According to a mayor, he would say that the reason why they brought 12, because they sinned, and then a different time they sinned, and then a different time, all the way till 12 times, and that's why the bezin had to bring 12 kabanis of the Aveira of Avodah Zarah in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, but not because it was every tribe, it was the bezin because the Jewish people had sinned and done that 12 times. Now the Gemara asks, both according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir, how can you call these karbanos chatas? But v'hamaisi luhuhanu duchatu. But the people who had sinned and idolatry in the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, in the days of Tzidkiyahu, they already passed away. We're talking about more than 70 years later that they're coming back and they're making the second Beis HaMikdash. So that's what's known in halacha as chata shemesu ba'aleha. A karban chatas, if you're calling it chatois, and you're just saying it's like an oila because they didn't eat it, then how could they bring this karma chatas? A karma chatas that the original owner that has to bring the sin offering, even if the carbon is around, you can't bring it if the owner passed away, and here are those who had sinned in times of first Beis HaMikdash are not here anymore. So Amar Papa, he says, it's not difficult. When did we have this halacha l'meis from Sinai? That when there's a karma chatas that the owner, the one who has to bring it, passed away, that then we don't bring it, but rather we have that karma chatas die. That was said by an individual. Avaloi b'tzibur, but not by a public. Lefisha ein misa b'tzibur, there is no such halacha, because although, yes, a public could pass away, because when you have the next generation, but the carbon does not go to its death. Rather, it retains its status as a karma chatas, and it's brought, and therefore, the next generation here in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash were able to bring the karma chatas for those previous generation from the days of Tzidkiyahu. And that is the Gemara. Where did Rav Papa know this concept from? That ein misa b'tzibur regarding the chata shemesu ba'aleha. Says Gemara, if you would think to prove it from a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, tachas avesecha yuvanecha, in place of your fathers should be your sons, which sounds like that the sons take the place of the fathers, and therefore it's like the fathers are still alive. And therefore, since the children of the generation of Tzidkiyahu are around, it's like they're still around. That's just the Gemara, but if that would be the case, then the same thing should apply even to an individual. You should say, by every case of a chata shemesu ba'alau, when the person who has to bring it dies, that the carbon should not go to its death, because the son is still around who could take the place of the father. So why there do we say chata shemesu ba'alau, that it does die? So rather says the Gemara, duk yid Rav Papa, the inference of Rav Papa was misar derish chaydish, from the carbon hasar, the higo that's brought on every rish chaydish, which is a carbon chatas. The Amar Rahman, the Torah tells us, Maisi mitrumas halishka, that it's brought from the trumas of the lishka, which is that every single carbon tzibur, which is the carbon tamid that's brought every single day, and also that of the sar of every rish chaydish, comes from the trumas halishka, which is that before the new year, every Jewish person gives a half a shekel, and from that, they take the coins and they buy the karbanas. Now, v'ha, in this situation, maybe, Maisi lehum Yisrael, maybe, there are certain Jews who had passed away. After that, they had taken the Trumas Alishka from the previous, which they would take in Nisan, the new coins, and then 3 times a year they would take the Trumas Alishka. Maybe from when they had separated those coins, someone from the Jewish people passed away. And therefore, Vahanach, and therefore these Jews, the Paishu, Hocha, Maisi, in spite of that, the remaining Jews are bringing the Sar of this Reish Chaydish, which is coming from the Trumas Alishka. Now, the problem is that you have a Chata, Shemesu Baalel, because you have some Jews who are the owners of this Karban Chatas, which every Jew has to have this Karban Chatas, and it was their coins that were given for it, and you have Chata, Shemesu Baalel. So how are they allowed to bring a Karban a Sar of a Reish Chaydish, every Reish Chaydish, when there are Jews who passed away a few days ago, a few weeks ago, and it's their Karban Chatas too, but it's Mesu Baalel. So how do they bring it? Already confirmed from that. Because yes, even the karbachat is that if its owners pass away, but it's, since it's part of the public, then even though they pass away, you're going to bring it as a carbon. And that's his proof. And that is the Gemara Midami. Is that comparable? Sar Reish Chaydish, in the case of a higo of every Reish Chaydish. Dilma, maybe there are those who died from the tzibur. Maybe loimaisu mitzibur. Maybe there are those who did not die from the tzibur. Maybe no one died. And therefore, we're in doubt. Maybe that's why you could bring the carbon every Reish Chaydish. Aval hacha, but over here in this situation from the generation of Tzidkiyahu, vadlei ma'isu, we know for sure they passed away. It's years and years and years. And if that's the case, you have a definite chata shemesu ba'alau. So even though it's petzibur, maybe it's not brought. How do we understand the halacha as is brought by Rabbi Yitzchak from the pasuk in Ezra? So Ella rather says, Gemara, time and drop mahacha. No, his source is from a different pasuk. They'll say like it says in Devar. It says, in the context of what the sages would say by the Egla Rufa, which is when they find a person dead on the road and they don't know, so the closest city, the elders would come, and then they would say this pasuk, Kaper la'amchi Yisrael asher patis Hashem, atone for your people, the Jewish people, which you have redeemed Hashem. What is this pasuk saying? So says the Gemara, Ru'uya kaparazu, it's fitting that this atonement, which is of the decapitated calf, shetachaper al yitzim Yisrael. Not only that it atones for this, that they found the slain person, but that it should atone them for those who left Egypt. What is the relevancy? What do we see from this pasuk that I did? Menechsiv asher padisum, the fact that it says that you have redeemed, who did Hashem redeem? The Jewish people, he redeemed them from the base of Adam in Egypt. Now, since you see that it atoned for even those who left Egypt, and those who left Egypt were eons ago, and they're already dead, obviously, we don't say that this halacha of Mesa B'tzibur. So even though they're dead for generations, we still say that this Karban Chatas, this Egla Rufa, could atone for them. So same thing, it applies to the generation of Tzidkiyahu. Even though they died, they could still have an atonement with this Karban Chatas. And I think we're still asked, Midami, is it comparable? Hasim over there by the Egla Rufa, Kulu Isnun. All the people that are the primary parties are still alive. Because the primary element of the Egla Rufa is really working for those who are the closest city to those who to the person who they found dead. So since it works for them, so then you have the concept of known as migud de mechaprachayim, since it's atoning for those who are alive. So mechapanam emesim, so therefore it's also going to atone for those who are dead, meaning for those who had left Egypt years and years ago. But in this case that we're describing this pasuk in Ezra, mihava chayim, is there anyone that's still alive from the generation of Tzidkiyahu? No one's alive, and they're the primary ones that is being brought for, because they're the ones who commit idolatry in the times of Tzidkiyahu. So how does that work if it's a chata shemesu ba'alel? Who said it's going to work even b'tzibur if they're all dead and it's only being brought for them? That's the Gemara in, yes, no, actually, hachinami. That is actually the case. There were those who were still alive from the generation of Tzidkiyahu, and that's why it was able to be brought. And therefore, there's no problem with Chata Shemesu Ba'alel. That's like I said, the pasuk in Ezra, the pasuk says, Paragim of pasuk in Beis, V'rabim ma'kahanim v'laviyim v'rashi avis v'gemer, that there were many of the kahanim, leviyim, and the heads of the households, which the pasuk there continues, the elders who saw the first Beis HaMikdash when it was founded, and this, meaning the new one, in their eyes, when they were dedicating the second Beis HaMikdash, they were crying with a great voice and with a lot of sobbing, with the joy that was being lifted up in their voice. So you see that there were people from the first from the previous generation that was still there, and therefore they were able to be brought. Oh, that is the Gemara, but v'dilma mo'adn hava v'lei rab hava. But maybe they were the minority and not the majority, even though it says v'rabim ha'kahana v'levim. But maybe that's only many kahana levim. But maybe they're still the minority of the tzibur in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it should still be considered chata shemesu roiv ba'alel, where the majority of the owners of this karban chatas are dead and they cannot be brought. Yet here we see that the karban was brought. Unless the Gemara, no, that you can't say that they were the minority of the people in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. Rather, the remnants of the first Beis HaMikdash were actually the majority of the people that were there at the time of the dedication of the second Beis HaMikdash. Because the pasuk says, and the girsa is, "Ve'ein ha'am makirim koil." The people could not recognize the voice of Truas HaSimcha, of the sound of the trumpets of the joy, L'kol b'chiyo am v'gayim, because of the sounds of the crying of the people, etc. Because V'akol nishma ad l'merachik, the sounds of the crying were heard so far away. Now, those who were crying were those who were from the generation of the first Beis HaMikdash. From the fact that they couldn't recognize the sound of the joy and the rejoicing of those who were happy at the Beis HaMikdash, obviously is because the majority were those who were crying, who were saying, oh, we have the second Beis HaMikdash, you know what we lost in the first Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, it's a chatas that most of the owners were still alive. Because in those who were being brought now, actually the majority were from the first Beis HaMikdash, and therefore was able to be brought, and therefore there's no problem, chatas shemesa ba'alav, because even though not everyone was around, but the majority were from those who were around, and therefore it was able to be brought. But on that, the Gemara asked a different question, but v'mezidin hava, how do we understand this whole concept at all? Those who in the generation of Tzidkiyahu who had served idol worship were deliberate sinners, and they should supposed to be killed, and they're not those who bring a carbon. Carbon is only vidud b'shaygig. So how could they have this atonement with this carbon chatas? Says the Gemara, hara shahisa. This was a temporary ruling that even though they were deliberate sinners, that they will get this atonement with these carbonas chatas being brought. The Gemara says, hachana mestav. It's also logical to say that this whole event was a hara shah, because the ilay tamach, if you don't say that, then the pasuk that says in Ezra that they brought elim tishim v'shisha, they brought 96 rams, kvasim shiv m'shiva, they brought 77 sheep. Now, connecting me, correlating to who did they bring so many karbanas? Allah hara shah, he said, rather this was a temporary ruling that was just for this time in history. So Achanam here also regarding the fact that they were deliberate sinners, hara shah, so it was a temporary ruling that just for that period, that even deliberate sinners were going to have karbanas brought for them for an atonement. Nothing more continues back regarding this machlaikis that we mentioned in previous staff that we alluded to before, is for a machlaikis. In the Mishnah, the Gemara brings the following brisa that will relate back to these opinions. Tarban learn the brisa. Meis echad min hatzibur. If one of the people from the public passed away, and for example, let's say the court made an erroneous ruling, and the tzibur, the public, followed their ruling in sin, and they didn't get a chance to bring the carbon, the parhel nefesh al tzibur, until one of the people from the public passed away. Says the brisa, chayavin, they're still going to be liable to bring the carbon par. But let's say Echad Mebezin, let's say one of the members of the Sanhedrin passed away, so then Paturin, then they're exempt. Says the Gemara Mantan, who's the town of this price? Says Amr Chizda, Amr Bzeiro, Amr Birmi, Amr Rav. Says Remeir, it's Remeir. The Amr that he says, as we mentioned him before, Bezin Mevim, a late Tzibur, who brings the Parhelm Dabishal Tzibur? The court, not the public. So therefore, Meis Echad Minat Tzibur Chayavin, if one of the people of the public pass away, they're still going to be liable. Dakhaim Kule Bezin, the court's still around, and they're the primary ones who have to bring that liability, and all of those members are still alive. But meis echad mi bezin p'turin, if one of the members of the Sanhedrin pass away, they're exempt. Da'avi l'chata shemeis echad min ha-shutvin. That would be like a karba chata that one of the partners passed away. U'mishum hachi p'turin, and therefore they're going to be exempt, because it's like a carbon that some of its owners passed away, and therefore you don't bring that carbon. Now, although they're being called shutvin partners, it's not because it's a karba chata of partners, which therefore, it has that element, because actually you can never bring a karma chatas with shutfin. The reason why they're calling them shutfin partners is because you can't call them a tzibur, because it's not really a tzibur. Therefore, they're calling them a shutfin. But what we mean to say is that they're the primary owners of this carbon, and if one of them passes away, therefore they're not going to be eligible anymore to bring it, because it's going to be qualified as a chatas shemesa balev. Now, maskevela Rav Yosef. He says, why are you saying that the town of this place is only a mayor? V'nuk mekrib shimin. You could say it's like one of the other 10 that we mentioned in our Mishnah. The Amar that he says, bezdin im hatzibur. He says that the liability for the parhelm debeshol tzibur is not only the bezdin, and it's not only the tzibur like Rabbi Huda says. He says it's both the tzibur and the bezdin has to bring it. So therefore he can explain the halacha as follows. Meis echad min hatzibur chayav, and if one of the members of the public pass away, they're still going to be liable, because they ain't tzibur meisim. As we mentioned before, there is no such halacha of chata shemesu ba'aleha regarding the tzibur. Because when did we have this halacha al Meshach Messina that if the owner passes away, you don't bring it anyone that's going to die? That's by a yachad, not by a tzibur. In contrast, meis echad mi bezin b'turin, if one of the members of the court pass away, then they will be exempt. Because I mean, like we said, the chata shutvani, because that's not a tzibur. They're just they're just partners together. And then you will say, like Yechidim, that if one of the members pass away, that then you're not going to bring it. So why say it's just like Rameh? You could say that the time of the Brice is like Rav Shimon too. That Amalei Abaye said to Rav Yosef, Shaminei le Rav Shimon de Amma, but we already know Rav Shimon's opinion that he says, chatas shutvin eina mesa. Just like you say chatas tzibra eina mesa, he holds that the chatas of partners also doesn't die. So you can't say he's the Tana of this Braisa, because then why would the case be that if one of the members of the court passed away, that then you cannot bring the carbon, has to be left to die, but he holds that the shutvin are the same way. Because the Tana learned that Braisa, par v'sar shayemi kipurim sha'avdu, regarding the bull and the he-goat that's brought in Yom Kippur that gets lost. V'hifr shachem tachteim, so then they have to go out and separate and designate other karbanos to take its place, and they go out and use those karbanos for atonement. And then afterwards they find those karbanos that were originally separated, which were lost, they end up finding them. So what do you do with them? So yemusu kulan, so those karbanos, the par and the original par and sar, have to be left to die, divrei Yehuda. Now Reb Lazar b'Shimonim, he says, no, yiru, they actually graze, and they're not left to die, I mean, until they develop a blemish. Lefisha ein chatzas tzibur meisa, says Reb Shimon, because a chatzas of a tzibur doesn't die. Now, over here in this case, the par of Yom Kippurim, what par is that talking about? It's the bull that Aaron HaKohen would bring, which is not a par of the tzibur, because the tzibur doesn't bring a par. It's what would be called a chatzas hashutfin. It's a chatzas that's partnership, because the kahanim get the atonement with him. And Reb Shimon says regarding that case that Yiru, in other words, it's not like a chatas of Shechipru Bahalel, like a regular individual when he has a karma chatas to be brought and he gets an atonement with something else. Then the halacha is that then the carbon, according to everyone, has to go ahead and be Lamisa and die. He doesn't say that. He says it doesn't die, it's just Yiru. Why? Because a chatas of Shutfis is not like a chatas of a Yachid. Rather, it's essentially like a chatas Sibur. So therefore, the same thing should be, just like the case is going to be when if one of the partners die, not like this case that we're talking about where if they have an atonement somewhere else, but rather it's a similar halacha if one of the partners die, that it shouldn't be like a chatas shemesu ba'alau, rather like a chatas hashutfin, which is like we see according to Reb Shimon, like a chatas atzibur, and therefore doesn't die. Now, although over here Reb Shimon says that it's yiru, it goes out to graze, why doesn't he say it's brought as a carbon? That's because it's already Kippur Ba'alel. The owner already had atonement. But it just doesn't die. So what do? You let it graze. But where if one of the partners passed away, then I would tell you, the Rebbe Shimon would hold, that it actually is brought as a carbon. Because the Chatzas HaShutvin doesn't die, and they didn't have an atonement yet. So although one of the members died, you'd still bring it. So obviously, says Abaya, that you cannot say the Braisa is like Rebbe Shimon, because according to Rebbe Shimon, a Chatzas HaShutvin is just like a Chatzas HaTzibur. So if one of the members of the Bezin died, according to Rebbe Shimon, you would still bring it, and not like the Braisa says that it dies. In contrast, Rebbe Yehuda says that they all die, because he holds that even the Chatzas HaTzibur actually does die. But one thing that we see is that Abaya answers to Rav Yosef, he can't say the Braisa is like Rebbe Shimon. To which Omler, Rav Yosef, he responds, what are you talking about? Kahanim Kamrit? You're talking about Kahanim? Shana kahanim de'ikri kahal. You can't prove to me from this braisa that Rebbe Shimon holds that even chatzas hashutfin is like a chatzas hatzibur, that it doesn't die, because this power of the Yom Kippurim that's brought by Aaron with all the kahanim, that's not just a chatzas hashutfin. That's like a chatzas hatzibur, because kahanim are called a kihila, like a tzibur. It's still like it says the pasuk in the Yikra. It says ala kahanim on the kahanim, val kol am hakol, and all the people of the kihila yichaper, there'll be the atonement. Which, what do you see from the pasuk? That the kahanim is being compared to the kehila. And that is to have a designation like a kehila. So since they're called the kehila, that's why Reb Shimon says that their par chatas is going to be like the chatas of the sar of the kahal, which, yeah, there it doesn't die. But by a regular chatas ha-shutfin, not of a tzibur, just a partner's, says Rav Yosef, I would tell you that Reb Shimon holds that if one of the partners die, that you won't bring it as a carbon, because that's the same thing like the case of the Braisa. Meisecha Mibezdin is going to be pater, and therefore, says Rav Yosef, you could still say that the Braisa like Reb Shimon, why does it have to be just like Reb Meir? Now, however, as the Gemara continues on the Bay, it says, I buy it back to Rav Yosef, but Elamiata, but if that's the case, then you're trying to say Kanama not just like Shutfin, they're like a Kahala, they're like a Tzibur, and that's why it's not Mesa. The Nasi Par Bahira, then when the Kahanim when they follow the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin, they should have to bring their own bull, according to Reb Shimon, who he says every shaver, every kihila, which we said in the previous daf, every shaver is a kahal. The Kahanim, when they make a mistake, should also have to bring their own bull in the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin. And says Abaye v'chitemach, and I'm maybe going to say that yes, they do have to, but tafilu shvatim, but then you have to add on another number to the tribes, meaning according to Reb Shimon, then there should be 13 tribes, not just 12. Because you're saying that the Kahanim are considered like another Kahal. The problem is, we learned in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon says that there's only 13 bulls that are brought. One par for every tribe, which is 12, and the 13th for the court, because there's only 12 tribes. According to what you're saying, there should be 13, because the Kohanim will call the cow. So Ela Amar Rav Acha b'Rav Yaakov, he says, Shifti Shalevi lo ikri kal. The tribe of Levi is not considered a kahal, and therefore that encompasses also the Kohanim, who are under the category of Shevet Levi, that they're not called a kahal, because Kohanim are part of Shevet Levi. Now, actually, there's different interpretation of the commentaries to understand what the Gemara's point right now. Even in Rashi, do we say that therefore now we're going to say that it's still like Reb Shimon? Or actually, as we're going to go with the gear, so that, so therefore we're going to say it's not like that, or do you say that it's not like Reb Shimon, or actually like the Girsa has Rashi that we're going to say it's still like Reb Shimon, because although the not, and as Taisus Arash seems to say, that although it's not a kahal in regards to the hayra of parhelm debishal tibur, but they're still going to be considered a kahal in the context that we're talking about before. It depends for what element. As the pasuk is bringing, they're not considered a kahal, but they're still going to be considered their own entity, to be considered like a tzibur, but just not a kahal. Dichsev, why? The pasuk says in Bereishis that he's saying that Hashem said to me, "Hinini mafrecha v'hirbisicha, behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply." V'nasati chalakal amim, Yaakov says, Hashem said to him, "V'goyim etc." V'nasati sa'aretz hazois l'zarecha acharecha, I'm going to give this land to your children after Yachuz Yisraelim, an everlasting inheritance. So what do you learn from this pasuk is, kol sheyesh le'achuza ikri kal. The pasuk says, I'll make you into a kahal. And the pasuk ends regarding achuza having a portion of Eretz Yisrael. Those who have a portion of Eretz Yisrael are called a kahal. V'chol she'en le'achuza le'ikri kal. Whoever does not have a portion of Eretz Yisrael is not considered a kahal. And Kan Levim don't have an achuza. So, but as the Taisa Rush explains, which is the gears we're going with Rashi of Akati Nuk Mikrib Shimon, is that, however, Kahanim, although they're not called Kahal, as we're proving from the Pasuk, because they only call Kahal if you have a portion of Eretz Yisrael, but the Pasuk still calls them their own people. And it equates them, as we brought in Amud Aleph, with a Kahal. So therefore, they are like the Tzibur. And that's why, that if their Chatas had a situation where, let's say, one of the Bailim died, it would not die. But in regards to achatas hashutfim, just partners, not a tzibur like the Kohanim are, then Reb Shimon would hold that it would be mesa, and therefore, as the way the Taisa Rush and as some Girsois and Rashi are saying, the Gemara at this point is saying, like Reb Yosef, that you could say the Brice is still going to be like Reb Shimon, because depends for what context do we consider them as a tzibur or not. For this, they're not like a kahal, and therefore not like the tzibur, and therefore they don't bring a parhelm debishal tzibur. In contrast, regarding the other halacha, that of achatas or niskapa ba'leha, then we would still go ahead and consider it like a tzibur, and therefore it would not die. But the Gemara asks, imkein chasul hu yudbeis shvatim, based on what Rav Acha b'Yaakov is saying, well, according to those who say it's not like Rav Yosef, or it is like Rav Yosef, mean to say that Bryce like Rav Shimon, not like Rav Shimon, but either way, if you're saying that the Shevet Levi is not considered a kahal, so then you only have, you're lacking from the 12 tribes. There's Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Huda, and there's 12. If you're taking out Shevet Levi, so then how do you have, according to Reb Shimon, let's say 13 parim, 12 for every tribe, and one for the Bezin, but you're missing one. On Abaye says, no, Ephraim and Manasseh, Reuben, Shimon, Yuli. The Pasuk says, that Yaakov says, that Ephraim and Manasseh will be like Reuben and Shimon for me, meaning that they're going to be considered as two different Shvatim. So although they're from one Shevet of Yosef, just like Reuben and Shimon are considered separate Shvatim, so too Manasseh and Ephraim. On that, Amar Rava, he asks, but v'hoksiv al shem achein mikor b'nachalasim. But what the pasuk tells us, for what is Shimon, is Menashe and Ephraim like Reuben and Shimon? Like the pasuk says, based on their brothers will be considered, they'll be called their inheritance, meaning the rest of the brothers of Menashe and Ephraim will be separated based on Menashe and Ephraim. The Menashe and Ephraim will be the heads, meaning they're like their own tribes, l'nachal hokshu. Only regarding the laws of the inheritance of the inheriting Eretz Yisrael will we say Ephraim and Manasseh will be like the other tribes, that they'll all take their separate nachla, like separate tribes. But not for anything else, meaning as Rava, they do not bring two separate parim when there's a parhelm davishel tzibur, and therefore you're still lacking the number 12 from the amount of tribes. Rather, this is the Gemara's question, obviously, that you can infer from this, that Levi is considered kahal, and therefore when all the Jewish people sin, Levi is considered from that number, and therefore there is 12. And must be that Kahanim are not considered Kahal. Rather, they're considered Shutfin. And therefore, you can't say that the Braisa is like Reb Shimon. Because if one of the members of Bezin die, we said that you have to let it die. Why do you have to let it die? Because it's Shutfin. If it's Shutfin, So you see that when Meisechem and Ashufin, you have to let it die, which is not like Reb Shimon, because he says by Kahanim, who are proving is obviously not Kahal, like because it's not because they're part of Levi, because Levi is considered Kahal, and must be is because they're considered Shutfin, and still Shutfin is like the Tzibur. And still he says it's not Mesa. So the Brisa says when Shutfin, one of them died like Bebezin, you don't bring it, it does die, is obviously not like Reb Shimon. To which the Gemara wants to answer back and say, what, Veloy? What, you think that Menashe Ephraim are not like separate tribes for anything else but Nachla? But Vachalukin b'degalim, but they are separate regarding their flags, regarding their encampment. So you see that they are considered separate tribes, and therefore we could say that Levi is not Kahal, and therefore that's the reason why Kahanim, and therefore we could say it is like Reb Shimon. Tosh Gemara says, no, K'nachlosin k'chanayasim. The reason for their encampment is only because of their inheritance. Meaning, Yaakov Avinu had both of these related. He split up Eretz Yisrael and he commanded them that how they should be encamped according to their flags. Because that's how the Midrash Tanhuma brings it down. That Yaakov Avinu instituted their flags and he separated that Eretz Yisrael should be the same way, and that's how they carried his coffin to Eretz Yisrael, each one according to the place that they should be. And that's the way they're going to be set up in their encampment, because that's how they're going to split up Eretz Yisrael. But that's still the same halacha of only lanachal hokshav v'loy ledavracha. Or another resolution by that is kedei lechalek kavod ledegolim. The only reason why that they were separated regarding their flags is that we should give honor to the encampments, so that because if you have a number 12 that will make Menashe Ephraim separate, then you could have 3, 3, 3, and 3. But if not, you would have a problem that you wouldn't have 3 on each one. That's why. But really, for everything else, we do not consider them as separate tribes. But on that is the Gemara, but v'chalukim b'nesiim. But we see regarding the laws of the princes that they do have separate nesiim, and therefore you see that for that they are considered like a separate tribe. And that says the Gemara, who lachli kavod l'nesiim. That was only to separate honor to the nesiim. That is that we should have a separate nasi even for Menashe and for Ephraim, that they shouldn't have to choose from one and not the other, which would then slight some of the other's honors. But that's again that's an exception to the law. But yes, for everything else, they're not considered a separate tribe. The Tanakh learned the Braisa, Shlema asa zayin yimei Chanukah. When Shlema Melech built the Beis HaMikdash, he made 7 days of inauguration. So Umar Ra Meishel asa shnei masi yimei Chanukah. So why did Meishel Beinu make 12 days of inaugurating the Mishkan? And that says the Braisa, they lachle kavod l'nasim to apportion honor to the princes. So we see that there's an element of giving kavod l'nasim, and that's why Menashe and Ephraim have their separate nasim. But really, for all other halachic relevancies, they're not considered separate, and therefore Levi is going to be considered kehilim. Which again, as we said before, therefore the kahanim are not going to be considered kahal, rather partners, and therefore the Braisa is not going to be like Reb Shimon, as we said, because obviously the kahanim were not considered kahal, and yet still he says that if they're not kahal, therefore they're only shutfin, and still he says that their kabbonis, their kamachatis, is not mesa, it's not like the Braisa when you have bezin of a shutfin, that it is going to be mesa. But the Gemara says, my havalo. So what's the conclusion? Meaning, going back to the primary discussion, was it specific the way Abaye had said that we learn that according to Reb Shimon, that he holds a chatas hashutfin is not mesa? Because as we said, it comes out that kahanim are not considered kahal, because Levi is kahal. So that can't be the reason why the kahanim are not the kahal. The Levi is a kahal, and obviously kahanim, therefore, are not. They're not their own kahal, and therefore they must be shutfin. And still we see that he says that the covenant of the kahanim is not mesa, so obviously holds chatas shutfin is not mesa. Or is that not necessarily that way, and the halacha would be that chatas shutfin, according to Reb Shimon, would be mesa, in contrast to chatas tzibra. Says the Gemara Toshma, it's being arrived at the time of the Braisa. Reb Shimon, he says, Chamesh chatois mesas, where a lot of the halachas that we're talking about is based on this principle in this Braisa. There's five karbanos chatas that they die. They're left to die, which they are vlad chatas. If you have a child from a karban chatas, that child has to be left to die. Utmuras chatas, which halacha, if someone tries swapping the sanctity of a karban for another animal, both of them have the sanctity, that's called a tumura. So the exchange of the karban chatas, that animal has to be left to die. V'chatas shemesa ba'alah, or karban chatas, where the owner who was supposed to bring it, if he passed away, that karban chatas has left to die. V'chatas sheneskapa ba'alah, or karban chatas, that the owner got an atonement from somewhere else, like we said, if let's say it got lost and they brought a different karban, then they find it, that karban has to be left to die. And v'chatas she'avir shenasa, karban chatas to be within its first year. If its year already passed, then you have to let it die. Now, says Reb Shimon, now you cannot say regarding the child of a karban chatas that that child dies regarding a public, when the tzibur, sometimes a tzibur has to bring a kamachatas, you cannot say this halacha of vlad chatas dying by a tzibur. Why? Shein tzibur mefrish in the keva. Because the tzibur never separates in the keva because you don't find the carbon tzibur that was brought from a female animal. Now, moreover, viyata yochalem tumuras chatas b'tzibur. You can't say the halacha of the exchange of the tumura of a chatas, that animal has to die regarding a chatas of a tzibur, shein tumur b'tzibur, because there is no halacha of tumur by the tzibur, because the halacha of lo yachlufen v'lo yomer, of not exchanging, of the halacha of tumura, is said in the Torah in the singular terminology, which tells only by yachad and not by a tzibur or by partners, as the Gemara says in the first paragraph of the tumura, that Yudgim Lamed Aleph. Moreover, v'yata yochalem a chatas shemesa ba'le b'tzibur, neither can you say the halacha of a chatas that its owners passed away, that then the karmachatas will be left to die by a tzibur, shein tzibur mesim, because like we said all along, a tzibur, they don't die, they're not considered dead. Now, the remaining two, however, sheneskaper ba'alel, regarding if the owners got atonement elsewhere, or v'shav v'shnasa, or if the chatas' date expired, it's already went past its year, loy shaman, with that subscription, we didn't hear if that halacha would be that those karbanos chatas would die even by a tzibur or not. So Yochel, Yemusa, you would think by those two remaining cases that it would die. However, says Reb Shimon, Amarta, you would say, Yilmad Sasa Minima first. You learn out those which are not specified from the cases that are specified. Meaning, Mamet Sina, just like we find, Bevlat Chatas, Utmuras Chatas, Vishamesa Ba'alev, regarding those first three cases. Like we said, Beyachaduva Mamur Malay B'tzibur, that those were only said regarding individuals, not by the Tzibur. So Avshin Eskapa Ba'alev, Vishav Vishanasa, so regarding the remaining two, when the owners had an atonement, or if the year passed, Beyachaduva Mamur Malay B'tzibur, that was only said regarding individuals and not regarding a Tzibur. Which the question is, what does that mean? How could you learn out cases from where it's possible from where it's not possible? In other words, we said that the Vlad Chatas, the Tmur Chatas, Shemesa Bala, we said it's not possible to be by Tzibur. And yet you're saying, Mamatin, you're comparing, but one is possible, one's not. And that says the Gemara, that's not difficulty. Because we're not coming from the principle of Dunin, Efsha from E Efsha, rather because Rib Shimon Bechad Malkum Gemir. Reb Shimon actually learned out all these five halachas from one place. Because when the Jewish people commanded regarding these four or five Karbanos Chatos, it was learned out in one place, in one law of halacha l'meishe m'Sinai, that all these five halachas should apply in one type of a case, whether by a yachad or by a tzibur. So that's what Reb Shimon was being medayik, was inferring, that if you would think this halacha would apply by the tzibur, but all of these cases you think it applies by a tzibur? Obviously, we said only by Yachar, not by Yitzibur. Because just like the case of Mesu Ba'alel and the Vlad Chatas and Tamur's Chatas is not possible by Yitzibur, so too the case of Kibra Ba'alel and Abishanasa is not going to be by Yitzibur, because obviously we're going to learn Sasa and Minima Forish. And this is how the Gemara explains this in Masechtas Tamura, Daf Tazayin Mabez, that Rish Lakish says that actually four of these five halachas were said that Karban Chatas will die, but there's a fifth case that the halacha Meshpin is actually that it should just be left to graze. And they were given together, that they should all apply in one type of a case. Now, however, we don't know which is that fifth one of grazing, so we say that all of them, all five are left to die. But, however, one thing that we see is that they should all apply in one context. Now, if you would think to say that these four were given regarding a tzibur, now, regarding these four by a tzibur, do you think they could die? That it would apply by a tzibur? But it's not possible to have them by a tzibur, only two of them and not more. Rather, obviously, you could learn out those which are not specified from those that were specified. Now, it's from this brisa that the Gemara is answering the question that just like Reb Shimon says, regarding these five chatoyos that are mesis, are said by Yachid, not by Yitzibur, it's from that inference that Reb Shimon makes the same idea that it's only going to apply by Yachid and not by Shutfin, which is the case of the Bezdin, which they're partners. Because you cannot say the halacha of Vlad Chatas by Shutfin. Why? Because also partners never bring in the keva, because a par and the sar that they bring, which are zachar, and not in the keva. And moreover, you can't say a Temuris Chatas by Shutfin, because there's no halacha of Temur by partners, and for sure not by a bezdin. As the Mishnah teaches in Masechtas Temur, Daf Yom Gimel Amud Aleph, that Shutfin do not make a Temura. So if so, that's what the Gemara is saying, that you learn out Sasa min Mefurish. Just like we find by Vlad Chatas and Temuris Chatas are said by Yechidim and not by Shutfin, not by even just partners. So to Chatas Shemes Ba'alel and Shekipr Ba'alel and Shavishnasa were said by Yochai and not by Shutfin, where therefore, when you have a Chatas, that one of the partners died, we see that Reb Shimon would hold that it would be sacrificed. Because it's the halacha of Meses was only said by Yechidim, not by Shutfin. And therefore, this that we learned in the Braisa, Meis Echad Mibezdin, that it's Pater, concludes the Gemara, obviously that was not said according to Rabbi Shimon, because actually Rabbi Shimon would hold that even Chatas, Shemesa Ba'alav, by Shutfin, actually would still be sacrificed. That's why the Gemara answered that ultimately it was only like Rabbi Meir and not like Rabbi Shimon. Hanulah Chayur Bezdin, which shall return to you the first parak of Sechel Zaharias, parak Chayur Bezdin. And then we continue with the second parak, continuing on the related halacha, where the first parak was talking about the erroneous ruling of the Sanhedrin and the Jewish people follow that ruling. Similarly, the Mishnah says, Hayre Kain Mashiach, if the anointed Kain, I mean the Kain Gadol, he makes an erroneous ruling, which has a parallel type of halacha, but the halacha that's said by him is, if he makes this ruling, La'atzmai Shagik, he erroneously permits something that's forbidden for himself, La'asa Shagik, and he himself then does it by mistake, meaning following his own erroneous ruling, then maybe par, here he brings a bull also similar to par, Helm Dabashal Tzibur, this is the par of Kain Mashiach. But that's when he rules erroneously for himself, and then he does it himself. However, if let's say Shagi Vasa Mezid, let's say he made the ruling erroneously, but he did the sin deliberately, or Mezid Vasa Shagi, or the ruling was deliberately as a sin, but actually when he ended up doing it, he did it by mistake, so then it's going to be Pati, he's going to be exempt from a carbon. Why? Because Sharos Koin Mashiach La'atzmai, this halacha of the power Koin Mashiach, which is when he makes the ruling for himself, is Kairos Bezin LaTzibur has the same type of a ruling as when the Sanhedrin makes the ruling for the Tzibur, which was the subject of the first parak of our Masechta. Meaning, just like the Kairos Bezin LaTzibur, the liability is only going to be with the court's Helam Dover, with the court's erroneous ruling, with Shigas Maisa, with the people unwittingly following their ruling, so too the ruling of the Kain Mashiach for himself, the liability is only going to be if he has a Helam Dover, he has an erroneous ruling, which Shigas Maisa, when then he unwittingly follows his own erroneously ruling, as the Gemara explains. We know this from La'ash Mesa'am, by the Par Kain Mashiach, it says a term for the liability of the people, which it compares the Kain Mashiach to the Tzibur. Now, however, not a total comparison, because when the court deliberately gives a wrong ruling, and the Kila goes and does it by mistake based on their ruling, which that essentially, the Gemara had said, is going to be considered as only a Shigas Maisa by itself, and every Jewish person can be considered like an individual sinner, and then they have to all bring a she-goat or a she-lamb. In contrast, a Kai Mashiach, when he himself gives a deliberate ruling, and then he goes and does it by mistake, his halacha will not be like a yachid, and he actually will be totally exempt, as the Gemara says later on in Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph, from the words Me'am Ha'aretz, which excludes the Mashiach, where he does not bring a carbon if it is only Shigas Maisa. But regarding the halacha context, it has to be of when does he bring a par, is the same as the Tzibur, which has to be with a Hira, with a Shigas Maisa. Now the Gemara asks on our opening halacha of our Mishnah, Shagig v'asa shagig may be par. The Mishnah said that if his ruling was erroneous and he did the action erroneously, then he has to bring a bull. So it's like, come on, pshita, obviously. Because when he rules by mistake and he does by mistake, that's a classic shagig, and that's the halacha that says in the pasuk that he has to bring a par as a carbon. What is our Mishnah teaching? So Amabaya says, actually, what our Mishnah is talking about is kigurin shahira is, for example, where he made an erroneous ruling, but v'shachach me'izat tam hayra, he forgot what was his rationale for his ruling. And at the time when he made the mistake, when he was actually doing the prohibition that he had permitted, he said, I'm doing this based on my original ruling. Now, but he doesn't remember why it is that he permitted. Isn't this a sin? But I remember ruling that it's permitted, and he does. The Ma'udetamer, what would you say? That if it would become a weird to him right now, what was his reasoning for his original ruling? Maybe he would retract now from that reasoning. And therefore, when he forgets his reasoning, and even though he does it right now, and he makes it suspended on his original ruling, so maybe you would say, Kemeza dummy, v'loy l'chayiv. He should be considered like a deliberate sinner, because it's not even a mistake. He knows that he's relying on something that maybe he was mistaken, because he doesn't remember his original reasoning. And therefore, he should not be liable for a carbon, because a carbon is only when you do something b'shogeg, not b'meza, and maybe this is like what's called karv l'meza. Mashallah, that's the case the Mishnah is teaching, that even that type of a case, when he made an erroneous ruling, and when he acts, even though he doesn't remember the ruling, but he's not doing it deliberately, we consider that like a shagig, and he's going to be chayiv for the power of the Kain Mashiach.